gov/cloud.
This program may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of Solutions Developers Corporation, providing consulting, application development, and business productivity solutions on the Microsoft platform. Federal Tech Talk is the show that opens the world of technology to the federal government. Every week, John speaks with public and private sector IT experts to help you understand some of the IT trends and challenges that your agency might be facing. Federal Tech Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Now, your host, John Gilroy.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Today, I'm here with Randy Lemke, Executive Director and CEO from Infocom International. How are you doing, Randy?
I'm doing great. Had a good day going in Washington.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day. I have like 15 million questions here. We got a half-hour interview, and I'm going to try to squeeze them all in here, kind of like that old TV commercial where they put all that tomato sauce in a little can. So
we'll work together and make it happen.
Yeah. Before we begin, many of my listeners may be listening to this show online or thinking about, well, geez, Randy Lemke, he's got a PhD, and he's working for this big company. I mean, how the heck did he get there? Why did he choose this profession? And give us maybe a little nutshell of your background, Randy, so my listeners can maybe model themselves after you or avoid everything
Well, I hope I can give something a little bit inspiring, but I was a college professor, and I taught a lot of courses on use of technology in education, and I did that at University of Virginia and Gallaudet University here in D.C., and at that time, I also attended this trade show called Infocom, and I was became a regular participant in it, went to its seminars, and really got to know the industry from both sides, the technology manager side, you know, coming out of somebody who deploys technology, and then also getting to know all of the industry that supplies it.
That's interesting. People may not realize this, but Infocom, and you can get more information at infocomm.com. Or .org.
.org.
Infocom.org. This organization has been around for 71 years. It's got 5,000 members. It offers three certifications, and it's got one CEO. We got him in the studio today.
Glad to be here.
Randy, most of my listeners are federal IT professionals, and they may be tasked with problems with this, problems with that. And undoubtedly, someone could walk up to the desk one day and say, look, I got to give a presentation to a general in 2 months. Make me look good.
Well, you know, it's
and that's what I talked about. AV can help them look good.
Yeah, and IT people are asked very, very commonly to really deploy the AV technology. And they get all of that great information. They've got it stored and run it over the internet. And all of a sudden, they are tasked with making sure that a briefing room, a conference room, command and control centers, all of those things that happen in military and in the government sector work right. And there's a special knowledge of that, special skills that AV communications brings to the IT professional.
So tell us a little bit about Infocom and what kind of services they offer, and maybe a little bit about their certifications, and we'll do a deeper dive.
Yeah, we're a trade association. We're international. We got 5,000 members in 70 countries. We do trade shows here in the U.S., in Moscow, in Amsterdam, Hong Kong. So we get around a bit. And with that, we have an emphasis on shows so people can see the newest products and everything that's coming out and everything they can do. But the industry isn't complete without education, certification, and standards. So we're the standards writing body for the industry. We're an ANSI-accredited standards developer. Our certification program is also ANSI-accredited. So we think that we need to be world-class in going with ANSI-ISO. Our education programs are geared to turn out people in the world that really sell the goods and services, but also use them. And that IT manager within the federal government falls into what we would call a technology manager.
Right. And you know, it's a really big world. You know, on the way over here, I was listening to a sports radio station, and they're talking about the NFL and 32 teams, and they brought in revenues of $9 billion last year. I thought that was a pretty big number. The AV industry is what, Randy?
Well, it was $65 billion in 2009. We've been on double-digit growth, except for this year. You know, 2009 has been a little tougher, so we went down to, I think it was 7% growth. But we're projected to grow through 2012 up to about $91 billion worldwide. That's products and services. And it's interesting in this industry, services are half of what's sold. because we've become an installed environment. AV used to be something that was portable. It was brought in as you needed it. Now you're really seeing installed systems, again, for those conference rooms, briefing rooms, for command and control centers. Video conferencing is a big part of what we do.
Yeah, and many of my listeners are intensely involved in video conferencing, and that's why I wanted to bring you in the studio. So if you're tasked with a video conference with someone who is overseas, I mean, how can you make that general look good? Well, one way is to become a certified professional and understand some of the concepts behind audiovisuals.
Yeah, what we look at in terms of certification is trying to prepare people for the job now and the job in the future. Because that technology is going to turn over. So when you look at our certification, we give people the skills and knowledge and really the background science behind it all. It all comes back to physics. When you talk about sound and visual, there's a lot of the laws of physics that will not change. It's changed how we do them. It's no longer analog. It's now digital. But that basic knowledge of the physics behind it is very important in our certification program.
You know, I'm thinking some of my listeners may be the entry-level people who are boots on the ground plugging these things in, but some other of my listeners may have to evaluate proposals for changing a room or changing some kind of facility, maybe a command and control system. And guess what? One of your certifications can help them just evaluate proposals, can't they?
Yeah, what we find is that the people in that evaluating proposals, the procurement side of the world, is that, you know, they're looking for qualified companies as well as equipment, because in the end, it's got to be installed right. And we know that on the inside, if that technology buyer really understands the industry and is certified and knows, they're going to ask for the right questions in doing that procurement. So it's real important for us to talk to IT managers in the federal government, state government as well, in terms of making sure that they know what's available to them in terms of qualified people.
So if my listener is maybe responsible for AV needs, they can get a certification. If one of our listeners are maybe responsible for purchasing, they have to learn about these certifications. Quick thumbnail sketch of these. There's three of them, the CTS, CTD, and CTI. Is that what they're called?
It's CTS, Communication Technology Specialist. That's the, I'd say, the entry level. Now, it is an entry in terms of someone just coming into the business. This is somebody who's been there for a while. They have knowledge, they have experience, they've studied, they have skills, and they're able to really carry on a job at a fairly high level. The next two are advanced certifications, CTS, again, but in design. Who's going to really design the rooms, design all the technology, worry about the acoustics, worry about the lighting, making sure, again, if you take your general example, make sure that general looks good it's always important to know who you're serving. And then the installation side, it's advanced as well. So CTS installation, that technician that is building the racks, installing them in the field, servicing them, those are critical skills that are very useful to anybody that's deploying this technology.
If you look at just the Washington Post headlines, gas prices going up, more and more people looking at teleconferences. If you look at Obama administration, he wants more and more communication with the citizens. I mean, this is right in the strike zone for AV, isn't it?
Our two biggest growth areas, and we're already a big industry, but our two biggest growth area in our latest market definition and strategy study has to do with digital signage, which you're seeing deployed throughout the government as well, but video conferencing and talking about telepresence, being able to be remote but still being engaged in a conversation, both visually engaged as well as auditory. Think of what we saw in the Iraq War, that communication from the Pentagon to the battlefield, not just to Baghdad, but out into the field. That kind of technology is real important in our military.
That takes a break. Now, when we come back, we'll talk more about how to make that general you work for look good. You are listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today, we are speaking with Randy Lemke, Executive Director and CEO of Infocom International.
Listen to Federal News Radio 1500 AM throughout the day for the latest news about the federal government and government contractors. Join the Federal Drive with Tom Tamman and Jane Norris, mornings from 6 to 10. In Depth with Francis Rose from 1 to 3, and The Daily Debrief with Chris Dorabeck and Amy Morris, afternoons from 3 to 7. Find all the news you need 24/7 at federalnewsradio.com. Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, your source for federal news now.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Today, we are speaking with Randy Lemke, Executive Director and CEO of Infocom International. All kinds of stuff. AV we're talking about here today, about displays, AV conferencing, streaming media webcasting. Many of my listeners are federal IT professionals and considering maybe different types of AV requirements and AV needs. What does your organization have to provide for my listeners?
Infocom provides a variety of things, and one part that's really obvious is out there. We have a exhibition, and it's the largest exhibition in the world of for AV products. It's in Las Vegas this year, June 9 through 11. It's a great place to come and see the newest and the best, and the applications of it. We don't just have a booth that people come and see. We create pavilions. So we have a pavilion there, and then demonstrations on video conferencing. We have another one on digital signage. We have one on 3D this year. A lot of emphasis areas that show solutions, not just boxes.
How many people show up?
We're expecting about 35,000, so we're a good-sized show.
So, Randy, so if the general comes up to you and says, make me look good, you say, send me to Las Vegas, baby.
Well, now that President Obama's been out to Las Vegas and he's made peace with the exhibition world, it's probably now possible that people can actually make that travel.
So. No, but my listeners are working on long-term projects. This command and control is one, and coming with AV centers and teleconferencing. I mean, it's one thing to do a teleconference. It's another thing to do it well.
It is, and well means more than the technology. I'll be frank with you. It has to do with acoustics. It has to do with lighting. If you ever watch somebody that's doing a video conferencing and it's not lit well, the shading underneath their eyes, they all look like they're criminals. They look like they have a mask in front of them. You have to light a person well. Yeah. You've got to have the acoustics so that you get good sound to go along with it. Obviously, you have to have all of the transmission capabilities to run that over the internet, either in a secured environment or in a non-secure environment.
Web 3.0, I've heard this used as far as AV technology. I mean, is this just a made-up phrase, or what is the Web 3.0?
Well, Web 3.0 is certainly coming our direction, and we're going to see another change. And somebody might say that Web 2.0 really brought us the interaction that you see with Facebook and with other social media. Web 3.0 is going to have another whole set of tools and capabilities that all of us need to look forward to and plan for. You know, our end of that is, you know, how are those tools used, particularly with groups? Because when you start thinking of AV, there's a lot of presentation to other groups, as well as, you know, that transmission of maybe one-to-one over video conferencing. But how do those tools get used with groups? And that's the kind of things that we bring together for people.
There are some listeners who are rather sophisticated technologically. They may not realize that in 2001 was the first year that Sony had a projector with an IP connection. That was a big deal back then. But this, you guys go back way before that, don't you?
Well, yeah, we've got a history that goes back to 1939. We really started in the education sector. But we have a letter from FDR that talks about the needs in World War II for the use of our technology, both in terms of activating the citizenry, but also what you see in World War II is the use of technology for war planning. Overhead projectors, that what became so famous in 1950s classrooms, really had their start in World War II for a lot of battlefield planning and flight planning. So you see the federal government all the way along 1970s, 1980s, you begin to see really that demand for high-end and high-definition visualization tools. So all of that media that came out, either in print or in video, that had to be portrayed in high-end stuff. That was done with the federal government and really in higher ed before you saw it anyplace else.
Interesting. So your general says, make me look good. You say, send me Las Vegas. He punches you or he says no. But what you can do is you can go to infocom.org and get white papers, books, magazines, reports, a lot of training just available at your website.
It is. And we do a whole series of education programs. We do online education that you can take 24/7, 365. We've been doing that since 1997. So we've been at it. It's very effective. We do webinar programs that have more time constrained, but wherever you are in the world, we have those archived and people can come and see those webinars and use them. We have classroom courses that we teach here in the U.S., but we also teach them around the world. We have five full-time trainers that travel and do that training. So if people want education, we certainly are able to do that. Standards program. We run a standards program so that people who deploy equipment know the standards that they need to run them under. It's just like the rest of, you know, in the IT world, standards are very important in our industry. They are as well.
know, I've had generals on here in this studio, and kind of interesting bunch. when they want to do something, they really push through. And if they want to be effective, they can't deny the power of audiovisual technologies for communicating their message. If they have an objective, a goal to communicate, they don't have a choice today, do they?
No, they don't. And it's really, they follow, you know, the federal government is like the rest of the world. It's about communication. And visual communication, auditory communication, along with print, is very, very important. And being able to communicate your message with pictures, with all the visuals that we have today, all of it being transmitted over the internet, having it available, really makes somebody important. So, I'll give you another example that might surprise you, that in courtrooms now, people are using PowerPoint. You start thinking of the old Jay Simpson in terms of using a visualizer.
Mm-hmm.
Now you see people using PowerPoint and summary of their court presentations. So it's that power that goes in courtrooms, churches, all kinds of corporate events, higher education, and of course in the federal government, because it needs to communicate just like everybody else.
Right. Take a look at Obama. I mean, he's a great communicator. And if you look at the websites that he's pushing and encouraging, he is constantly pushing people for streaming media, webcasting, and all kinds of new uses for technology. And if you're sitting at your desk and all of a sudden you have to come up with a plan for the next 6 months, you can go to infocom.org and get information on it, maybe take an online course, download a white paper, buy a book, or maybe go to your conference if the budget allows.
Yeah, at the conference, there's, of course, lots of technology, but we run over 250 seminars of our own. Plus, we have partner groups in there with specialized seminars. These pavilions are great places to see working demonstrations of technology. So there's a lot of things at Infocom this year in June in Las Vegas.
Great. One question I have is about the certifications. There are some people in the federal government, when they think of certification, there's a security standard that involves certification and accreditation that has a specific definition in the security community government. But I think in this world, we talked about it earlier, but a certification is usually for an individual, and in this world, an accreditation is usually for an organization. And so the people who are listening can think of a certified mechanic you take your car to, and you may have a certified audiovisual professional where you may not be able to get a degree in it, but you can get certified to understand the technology.
You've actually done a nice job of describing it, because the organization, Infocom, is accredited by ANSI ISO to produce a certification program for individuals. So the individual holds the certification, a CTS, CTS design, CTS installation. But we as an organization have to go through the, I would say, difficult task, but very good task of doing it right. And the world of certification is now turning to looking at third-party validation. Just having your own association certification without having an outsider look at it doesn't have the same standards that we do. It also doesn't have the same credibility. We see more in the federal government in particular, the demand, if you're going to recognize certification, that it has to be third-party validated. And that's a very important concept, and it's why we're proud to have the ANSI accreditation.
And not only here, but all across the world. I mean, many of my listeners may have to hop on a plane and go to who knows where next week. I mean, the ISO accreditation, the ANSI accreditation, very important.
Very important. And one thing that it does for, people that have that, they'll be able to work in the same place, in the same way, wherever they are in the world. That way you begin to make a corporate, or in this case, federal government, standard for how work is done.
You are listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today, we are speaking with Randy Lemke, Executive Director and CEO for Infocom International. We're talking about AV and govies and federal folks, and a lot of questions, I think. If I were driving in my car listening to this interview and I were a federal IT professional, my question would be is why should the federal government contract with companies who have these certified technology AV specialists? Why bother?
Well, you're always looking for quality. Everybody needs to make sure that what they buy works. And you go back to your first questions. What do you mean when the general walks in and needs to do a briefing room? You want to make sure it works. So if you're in procurement and you're looking for someone to do the AV side that matches up with the whole IT infrastructure, you're going to want somebody that has the same kinds of skills and knowledge.
When it absolutely positively has to work, huh?
Yeah, because
the Federal Express logo.
Yeah, when it has to work, if that's the general, the head of an agency, whatever it might be, but also goes all the way down into who's ever trying to communicate. You want everybody to be effective. So our companies hire people and they train people and they get certified in our ANSI ISO accreditation really is a process that brings that certification to be job related. It's not just knowledge, it's skills, it's experience. So we start off by doing a job task analysis. Everybody in the federal government and in their side of it knows what that means. It means you're going in and you're really looking at the skills. And then you train for those skills and you test for those skills. It isn't just book knowledge. So what you get with somebody with a CTS or a CTSD or a CTSI is somebody who has been trained in that particular job. And we think as companies put those together and as they get a group of those, they bring a very effective deployment of personnel when the federal government contracts. We recognize the ones who do the most of that with a program called CAVSP, Certified Audiovisual Specialist program. And within it, we recognize companies that have the most training for their people.
We joked earlier about asking the boss to send you to Las Vegas, but Infocom is just based here in Fairfax. So the listeners can go online. They can set up a course out in Fairfax. They can go to Las Vegas. They can have you come to them. All kinds of different ways to obtain this AV knowledge, aren't there?
Yeah, we've got a good group, a talented group in our education department, as well as flexible. So we can kind of think that you're going to get it your way. We look at, especially now, people are looking for education in different formats. So we can train you in a typical classroom, either, as you said, at our facility in Fairfax, or on site and doing those as contract training. But we can also do the online training, the webinars. So if you're in a place that you can't possibly get to a classroom, you're going to, and if you can get to the internet, you can participate with us either in a webinar or in an online course.
Well, Randy, you're pretty up to snuff with technology. Where's it going to head? Is it going to be 3D projection in my family room? I mean, where's it going to head? I mean, I couldn't predict it 10 years ago. People have handheld devices like this. I mean, where's it going to head?
Well, 3D is really an interesting question, and it's certainly part of what we're about. We have the largest projection demonstrations at our trade show of any place in the world. 3D was big last year, it'll be even bigger this year. The commercial environment has different applications than the residential, in that there's a lot of 3D that's used in high-end imaging, all of that, which in the federal government. Looking at the residential side and really the consumer side, I wonder also, seeing Avatar and wondering, are all movies going to become 3D? You know, which obviously in Avatar they took advantage of it, but I'm trying to think of if somebody does a movie of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, will 3D add much to that? I don't know. So we'll see as it gets developed. Always, technology has to be used appropriately for the message.
I'll tell you something interesting. The digital version of Avatar was delivered to the studios on hard drives.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that incredible?
It is.
I mean, it fits right in your ballpark, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know, the whole movement of, and we watched it for a lot of time with digital cinema, and it goes along with the green movement, was getting away from all of that film that has a lot of chemicals, particularly in Europe, and Germany started it, trying to get rid of all that silver halide materials. And delivering on hard drives, a lot more green.
Yeah, it's greener. Well, I'd like to continue this interview. Maybe 6-8 months down the road, we'll do it again and talk about some AV developments. More information, you can go to info.com.org. Get more information on training, on white papers, the big fancy conference in Las Vegas, maybe even visiting your facility and see some of these things.
We invite everybody to come out and see us.
No, that'd be great. You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'd like to thank my guest, Randy Lemke, Executive Director and CEO for Infocom International. Thanks, Randy.
Thank you much.
You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of Solutions Developers Corporation, providing consulting, application development, and business productivity solutions on the Microsoft platform. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Federal Tech Talk, Tuesday mornings at 11, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now.
The Pentagon and Beyond, brought to you by Airink.
Last week, federal agents targeted more than 50 shuttle van operators and smugglers, accusing them of using the vans to transport thousands of illegal immigrants from spots near the Mexican border to Phoenix. Investigators who called the bust the largest human smuggling case in U.S. immigration history said the operators of the four shuttle services in Tucson created their businesses solely to help immigrant smugglers move their customers under a veil of legitimacy. I'm J.J. Green.
Have you ever wondered how the transportation industry exchanges data? Airink knows.
If you've ever booked a flight in Asia or a hotel in Europe or checked your arrival status in the U.S., this data was processed by AirInc. With one of the largest private and secure networks in the world, airlines, hotels, car rental, and travel agencies have entrusted AirInc's network to provide guaranteed data exchange. For more information and career opportunities, log on to arinc.com.
Welcome to Ask the Chief Information Officer, brought to you by Vion Corporation on